praise the Lord. Read to you a couple of few places here tonight, if you don't mind. If you do mind, I don't know what we're going to do, but hopefully you won't mind. Let's look at the book of Mark, book of Matthew, chapter 9 and verse 20. Matthew 9 and 20. These are going to be verses that you're familiar with, okay? Verses you're familiar with, so you won't. 9 and 20, Matthew chapter 9, 20. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Yeah. Remember that story? And let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 19. Book of Luke, chapter 19. Another story very familiar to you. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, verse 2, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Again, he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Amen. Let me just look at Mark chapter 2 and verse 4. One more and we'll... Mark chapter 2. Let me start reading verse 3. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Man, when he saw their faith. Man, three stories, but they all have something in common. In every one of these stories, there was something that was that had to be overcome in order for them to really get to where they wanted to be, right? The lady with an issue of blood, there was a throng or a great crowd around Jesus. In order to get to Jesus, she had to press through the crowd. She had to press through, and I'm sure, you know, just to read that, just to read those few verses, those few words in the verse there, in the text, is just kind of makes it sound kind of easy. But I guarantee it was a lot harder than what it just sounds. Three words cannot describe to you what she endured pressing through that crowd. What it took, the effort that it took for her to press through that crowd. Three words can't do it. Can't do it justice. Why all the times that she was stepped on, elbowed, pushed, right? Pushed back. And I don't know if you've ever been in a crowd of people that was trying to get out of a door or whatever, and you've trying to get your way through the crowd, right? Maybe you've been into an arena or something, and you're at the, it's over, and everybody's exiting, and you're trying to get to the door and trying to get out the door, and there's just people upon people, and you can imagine one little old lady that's sick and weak trying to fight her way through that crowd. Three words can't describe what she endured and what she had to get over, get past, amen, in order to get to Jesus. Amen. There, when I read the story of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He had some problems other than being rich. He was small stature. Man, he was not a tall individual. He had some trouble seeing. He wanted to see Jesus. He had heard about Jesus. He wanted to see him. Notice what he did. The Bible says there, he ran. He ran. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. You know, I don't do a whole lot of running anymore. I just don't. It's got to be something pretty important for me to run. All right? Now, don't think that I can't do it. All right? Just that sometimes, you know, I have found when you're smart, you don't have to run near as far as much. All right? When you're smart. Or if you're around a lot of dumb people that don't mind to run for you. No. Anyway. Smart. Run. He ran. He ran. Then you notice what he did when he ran to get in front of the crowd, and then he climbed. He climbed. Climbed up in a tree. He was putting forth some effort here to get where he needed to be so he could see Jesus. Right? Next story. Four friends. They have a sick friend, sick of the palsy. They want to get him to Jesus. They know where Jesus is at. First of all, they carried him. They carried him. Each one grabbed a corner, and they picked him up, and they carried him. I don't think it was carrying him across the street. I think it was down across town. I believe they carried him to the house where Jesus was. Right? They carried him. That's some effort. That's some work there. It's not just, you know, wasn't putting him on a stretcher. They didn't call 911 and say, hey, we need to get our friend transported. They didn't do anything like they carried him. Then when they get to the house where Jesus was, they find it is already full to capacity. So much that they were standing around the doors and the windows. There was no room to get in. So what'd they do? They went to the roof. And they tore the roof off in order to get their friend to Jesus. Wow. They went to the roof and they tore the roof off in order just to get to Jesus. But can I tell you, I know when we read these stories, amen, we might wonder, what is it about the, what was it? What was it that pushed these guys? What was it that made them put forth that much effort? What was it that made them want to go the extra mile to accommodate and to reach Jesus and to reach to Christ so that their need could be met? What was it that was driving them? What was it that was driving them? I think that we could put it into a word that has about 7 letters in it. That's what I think. I think we could put it into passion. That's right. That's what it was. It was passion that drove them. You guys wonder why. Why will he ever get off of that? It's going to be a while. Passion. It was what drove them. It was what drove them to make sure that they could. You know what? It was passion that made blind Bartimaeus cry out even louder. Why? It was passion. It was that desire inside of him for Jesus. Amen. That made him cry out even the louder. When they said, quiet down. Shush. Amen. He cried louder. Amen. It was the Syrophoenician woman. It's the one that made her keep knocking at the door. Amen. When nobody answered, when they said, go away. When they said nobody wanted to hear, made her keep calling out. Made her keep coming back. I need an answer. I need an answer. Amen. It's what it is that drives us, amen, to really get our need met. Amen. It's what motivates us, amen, to get up and to really pursue after God and to pursue after the things of God. Amen. Don't just sit there. Where's your passion? Where's your drive? Amen. What is it that's pushing you to get a blessing from the Lord? Are you satisfied with where you are? Then guess what? You're losing your passion. You're losing your passion. Amen. Passion. Passion. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? And we talked about that heart. Your heart. Is your heart in it or not? Is your heart driving your walk with God, or are you just kind of cruising along? Do you have a heart to see God work in your life? Do you have a passion to see God do something in your family? Do you have a passion to see God do something in this church? Do you have a passion to see God, amen, work in a campground and work in a youth camp and a camp meeting? Do you have a passion for that? And sometimes, you know what? You got to have that passion in order to get beyond the obstacle. You have to have the passion to get beyond the obstacle. Hallelujah. Amen. It's sometimes people, by their nature, when they come against resistance, they want to stop. When they come against something that is not easy, they want to back up. When they will come across something that is difficult, they want to try to find another way. Amen. It's passion that makes you overcome the obstacle. Amen. It's passion that makes you climb the roof. Amen. It makes you tear the roof off, makes you lower your friend down. Amen. A passion that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what your friend needs more than anything in the world is Jesus. Amen. That's what drives you. That's what makes you go the extra mile. Amen. To prove that you can get him to Jesus. It's passion. Amen. It's passion. It's passion. Amen. Sometimes we don't realize that our heart, amen, our heart, we're losing heart. Losing heart. Losing heart. You know, passion, it drives you. It's passion. It's passion that made, amen, that woman to press through a crowd. She says, you know what? I've got to have my need met. I've got to have my need met. And I know that he can do it. I know that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll have my need met. Amen. Have you done any checking on your passion this week? Are you losing your passion to live for God and serve God and to have the God do something in your life? Amen, it's worth striving for. Amen, it's worth going beyond the obstacle, pushing through every bit of opposition that you may have in order to see what God might do. Amen, you may have to lift your voice a little louder. Amen, you may have to cry out a little louder. Amen, but God may just meet your need. Amen, you may have to knock again and again and again and pray again and again and again. Amen, but if you press on, amen, I believe that God will meet your need. Amen, it may just be that you are going to have to be the one, amen, that climbs, that runs, amen, that does whatever you have to do in order to get to Jesus. Amen, but get the passion in your heart. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. Amen, whatever it takes. It's passion. It's passion. And I was reading about a professional football player who's recently put in the Hall of Fame. This man had a desire to win football games. He had such a desire that he would receive injuries during the game. One time he even had broken hand and continued to play. He would receive cuts and come off the field and use super glue to close them up and go back out there, and he'd continue to play the game. He wanted to win. He had a passion for winning. He had a passion for winning. Sometimes, you know what, when we get just a little bump, we want to quit. When the enemy comes along and we just get a little nudge from the devil, amen, we want to quit. When we feel the slightest resistance, when we feel like we're coming up against something, amen, we want to stop. Amen, where's your passion? If you really want to see God do something in your life, amen, you need to get something that drives you beyond the point of exhaustion, beyond the point of giving up, beyond the point of quitting. Amen. Amen. Sunday school class, we was talking about running, and talked about how that I was eating at Burger King and I saw Brother Rob running. I looked out there and said, what? Brother Rob running. Took another bite of my angry Whopper. Wonder why he's running. Another bite of my angry whopper. That's why he looks like he looks. That's why I look like I look. Right? We was talking about it, you know, and been thinking a lot about it, Brother Rob. I love the angry whopper, but I've been thinking a lot about it. But when you run, there comes a point when your body says, stop. It stop. Your body tells you, everything is telling you, quit. Quit. Usually that happens to me after about five steps. It says, stop. What are you doing? You're killing me. Go to Burger King. That's what it's saying. My body's telling me. That's what it's saying. Stop. Quit. Most of the time, probably most people, they give in to it. And they stop. But they say that if you would push through just a little bit farther, they call it a second wind. But when you push through and you get beyond that, and then you break through, and guess what? You could go a lot farther than what you think you can. You could go a lot farther, and it's really just having the ability and the strength, amen, to push through, push beyond that point where your body says, stop. Well, listen, amen, Satan will tell you, you need to stop. Opposition will tell you, you need to stop. Amen, everything that you see in front of you says you need to stop. Amen, but when you push beyond and that passion drives you, amen, beyond the obstacle, amen, that's when you get the blessing. That's when you could go on and receive something from God. Amen. Are you willing to climb? Are you willing to run? Are you willing to tear off a roof? Are you willing to lift your voice? Amen. Are you willing to bang on a door? Amen. What are you willing to do in order to get your blessing done? What are you willing to do in order to accomplish, amen, what it is that you need from God in your life right now today? Are you ready to press through a crowd? Amen, you may be pushed back, amen, but keep pressing on. Amen, do you have the passion to break through? Do you have the passion to break through? Amen. If the prize is worth it, the prize is worth it. Yeah. The Olympics, getting ready to start here in just a little bit. In the Olympic Village, they've got a sign. And on that sign there it says, passion lives here. Passion lives here. You know what that means? Because those people that are there in those Olympics, they didn't get there because they quit. They didn't get there because they kind of wanted to do it. They didn't get there because they thought it would be nice to see Russia this type of year. They didn't get there because they wanted to go on a vacation. They had a passion that they wanted to be the best in the world. And what they were doing, they had that passion. Listen, if you wanted to get something from God, you've got to have a passion that pushes you beyond it. Amen. Beyond every obstacle, beyond all opposition, beyond everything that Satan will throw at you. Amen. Beyond every bit of unbelief that comes your way. You've got to have a passion that drives you forward. Amen. That's right. It's passion makes you stay in an altar. When your body says, we need to get up and we need to go. But it makes you stay there and weep and cry and plead with God. It's passion, amen, that makes you fall on your face before God when you've got a lot of other things to do in your day. And your day is full, but you know, I need something from God. And you go to a closet of prayer and you seek the Lord regardless of everything else and close out everything else and let other things go. Why? Because you have a passion to see what God's going to do in your life. It's passion, amen, that makes you go. Amen. When everybody else is at home, when everybody else is in bed, when everybody else has quit, when everybody else says it's cold, amen, it makes you go out and a knock on a door, amen, and try to win somebody to Christ. Why? Because you got a passion for a soul. Amen. It's a passion. It's a passion that makes you throw your hands up at an altar, amen, and worship God and seek God for the Holy Ghost, amen. And when your hands are tired and when your voice is weak, amen, when you're physically exhausted from praying, but yet you still say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost more than anything else. And you press on beyond, amen, when your body says stop, when Satan says he will not bless you, when Satan says it's not for you, you press on anyway. Why? Because you have a passion for the Holy Ghost. It's a passion. Man, it's passion that makes you have revival when everybody else is ready to quit. When everybody else is tired. When everybody else says we need a rest night. Amen. It's passion that drives you. Oh God, give us passion. Amen. I wish we had a sign out front of our church that said, passion lives here. What do you mean, Brother David? We're not, yeah. Man, I wish that our church was just such a church full of passion for God to do something in our life. Amen. That it changed how we went about our walk with God. Hallelujah. So we're not just standing. We're pressing in. We're running. We're climbing. We're tearing roofs off. Amen. We're raising our voice. We're shouting. Amen. We're banging on the door. Amen. We're knock, 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 knock. Amen. Knock and it shall be opened. Knock, 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 knock. Amen. Where's the passion that drives us?